Welcome to tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. The date is Wednesday, May 6, 2015. I'm Rob Dew. I'm joined here by Joe Biggs, and we're going to get to him in 1 second. We have breaking news now. The sleeping giant has awoken. It is without a doubt that the people of the United States are awake. They're aware of what's going on. And there's no more proof that I can offer you than what just was put out today by C-SPAN, a total PSYOP hit piece. Here's the title, U.S. Army Asymmetric Warfare Training Center. I encourage you to go watch this 50-minute video. It's an interview with Colonel John Pekosik, commander of the U.S. Army Asymmetrical Warfare Group at Fort A.P. Hill, Virginia. Does that sound familiar? Talked about a 300-acre facility which opened in 2014 and the types of training troops received and how it might be applied overseas. Joe, what do you think of that? You've been to this training facility.
Well, quite frankly, I'm kind of disgusted by the fact that I went through the proper channels. I went to the front gate. I signed and got a pass to go in there for myself and David Knight, and we were detained and not allowed to be able to go there again.
Because you aren't the vetted mainstream PSYOP media. The C-SPAN sent a whole camera crew down there to tape this interview, and it is a clear PSYOP piece. It is clear whitewashing what goes on at AP Hill. I mean, just from the very beginning, the outset, they even show pictures of the church and like, this is for training overseas. Have you ever seen a church like that anywhere overseas?
Negative. I mean, that's a no. But one of the funniest things for me in this whole thing is he says they built this because of the Afghanistan conflict.
They said it was designed during the Afghanistan conflict.
For them to train soldiers to go over and fight in Afghanistan.
And now, you were in this at this desk earlier today talking to David Knight about the same thing. And that's about when I saw this. I saw this video piece. We had a listener send it to us. Leanne McAdoo mentioned she saw it in the break room. And I grabbed it. I started watching it. I could not believe the massive PSYOP that's going on with this colonel just like blatantly lying.
I mean, he's blatantly lying. He's the same puppet just like Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lestory was. Mm-hmm. They came down to a Bastrop to talk about Jade Helm. The same BS bullet points that were fed to them by some government official at the Pentagon. Just horrible.
Yeah.
But the greatest thing was, is I'm so glad they allowed callers to call into this event, so to say, and talk about some of their concerns about it.
And we're gonna get to these callers in 1 second, but first I want everybody out there to listen. Just hear his words here in the beginning. This is his explanation for this facility. This is why they have it out there. And you know, you could just be the judge if you agree with what he says. So here's the first minute or so of the piece.
Here to join us to talk about the center and its mission is Colonel John Pekosik. He is the commander of the U.S. Army Asymmetric Warfare Group. Colonel, thanks for joining us. Welcome to C-SPAN.
Pedro, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about the buildings behind us, what we're seeing, what the purpose is?
Sure, Pedro. Well, what I'd like to do is just kind of put it into context in terms of why we have the training center here today. The Asymmetric Warfare Group provides operational advisory support and solution development for the Army and Joint Force commanders. And really what that means is four things for the service. We provide operational advisors all around the world, wherever U.S. forces are deployed. We do that to identify capability gaps. Ultimately, we develop solutions for those gaps and then integrate those back in the Army system. And that's what this facility is really designed for. It's a place to develop solutions for the Army. In addition, it serves a secondary role as an Army training center.
So these buildings behind us, they're life-size, they're realistic, but they're fake in a sense, but they're meant for training.
Exactly. I recall, the Army's always looked at the need to have a diverse places to train. And in the past, I recall we had training areas that were simple concrete buildings, but they didn't really provide the texture that you need to get that realistic training that our soldiers need today. So as you can see, the buildings behind us have glass and windows and doors and desks and plants, all those kind of things that our soldiers will encounter.
A lot of type of different buildings too on the campus. Give us a feel of what we'll find. I know that we're viewing an embassy behind us and some apartment buildings, but you have some other structures here as well.
Roger. What we do see, Pedro, is the place is really designed to be able to change, to adapt to whatever environment our soldiers might be in. So there's a six-story building out there that may be an embassy one day, it may be a hotel another day, it may be a warehouse another day. So we can change the settings to meet the kind of environments that our soldiers are going to face. And what we're trying to do is provide a place that can serve as a variety of training areas so that we can get the most utility for it.
So the PSYOP they keep giving you is that it's for anywhere around the world, even though when you look at this facility and you look at the buildings and the way it's designed, the buses that are there, the subterranean, the subway
tunnels
system
and the
with
system.
Signs in English. Everywhere is there
signs
in English.
That's the thing though, is how has this got a multi-purpose use? This is a singular purpose use for here in America.
Yeah.
There's no multi-purpose to this because none of the signs are in Arabic. None of them are in any other language. It's Washington DC.
It's street signs that have English writing in them.
It's the same stoplight systems that we use here in America only. The same types of roadways, the same types of schools, buildings. When you go to Iraq and Afghanistan, you have clay huts.
Right.
I mean, only in a very few minute, small little areas in Afghanistan do you actually have some well-structured buildings. To an extent, nothing compared to what you see here at Fort AP Hill at this size and scale. This is small time America. This is small town America. We have Jade Helm happening
in small town America.
Yeah, in small town
America. All over the country.
You know, we've got Thomas Meade coming out saying, "Oh, this is going to be used. You know, these soldiers are going to be undercover. You know, they're going to be in civilian attire, driving civilian vehicles. You know, if you spot them, then they're not doing their job right." You know, meanwhile, we have these asymmetric warfare training centers like Fort AP Hill that go along with what it is we're saying, the fears of the American people. Mm-hmm. What's going on? That's why we're asking questions. That's why we're bringing this to the forefront of conversation right now. This is why CNN, Fox, C-SPAN, NPR, everyone's coming down at this because the people, like you said, this is a mass awakening.
It's an awakening. The sleeping giant has awoken, and there's no better way to tell in these callers. The first caller, Herbie from Mississippi, sounds like a 50, 60-year-old black man. And just the way he talks, he says, it looks like it's secret training. It looks like y'all are trying to take over cities and fight our own people. It looks like you're going to invade the inner city. And it looks like this is for right here in America. Let's go to this call right now. You can hear it for yourself. I mean, we're going to show you all the calls. I cannot believe that they even put this out on the web. I mean, it is just such a validation of everything we have been saying.
Exactly.
So here's the first caller.
Good morning, C-SPAN. Yes, these buildings look like the United States, building because, you know, the way the police are throwing black people in the inner cities and the uprising that we're having here in America, it looks like we're getting to fight against our own people here. And it looks like y'all are training to more or less invade the inner city or, you know, it's mighty strange because everybody's training to do something overseas, and it doesn't look like overseas training. It looks like this is right here in America, and it's kind of scary because of the situation where we can't get police locked up for what they're doing to civilians and the stuff that's going on here in America. So it's it's kind of damaging. Y'all are doing something secretly here, I think.
Herbie, that's not really true. What we're doing is training U.S. soldiers to be able to operate in any contingency around the world. When you look at what U.S. Army soldiers do, they have to be able to operate along a contingency from, you know, disaster relief to, you know, high-end military conflict. And that's what the center is really designed for. It's to be able to replicate any environment that we might have to fight in. I mean, we, as we said earlier on, we are in Virginia, and that's where we live. I mean, we're U.S. soldiers. We're stationed in the United States. And so the center is located here, so it's convenient and easy to train on. But really, that what you said is farthest from the truth. It's really, we want to be able to replicate any environment where our soldiers might be able to fight. As I'd said earlier, that you know, we used to train in very rudimentary training facilities where it was these simple concrete buildings, and our soldiers really weren't prepared as well as they could have been by just adding a little bit of texture to make it as realistic as possible. Ultimately, this facility is designed to increase soldiers' survivability and save lives in combat. And that's what it's for. And I think that if we put it in that context, that's really what the U.S. Army is doing at this facility.
So that was the first caller. And before we go to a few of the other callers, I want to point out something. They start talking about the concrete tunnel system. The host is really engaged with these tunnels. He's like, oh, the tunnels, I have 1,500 feet of tunnels in here. It's so amazing. You know, what is this used for? And the colonel says, well, that's for these drainage ditches in Afghanistan that we sometimes have to train and fight in. So we built, and they even show it on video, looks like concrete drainage system in your neighborhood. Okay, it doesn't look like anything in Afghanistan. Do you remember seeing concrete tunnels in Afghanistan?
I didn't see anything to that nature whatsoever. The closest thing I saw to something like any kind of water drainage system would be a dried up riverbed, what we call a wadi.
A wadi, yeah.
And it's just a giant dried up riverbed that would sometime flood if there was a flash flood miles away. Other than that, I never saw any kind of concrete tunnels anything like that to that nature.
Well, let's listen to the colonel's explanation for it, because, you know, he's the authority. He's wearing the uniform. We have to listen to everything he says. We're stupid Americans. We don't know what's going on. So anytime they throw a psyop in our face, we should just agree with them. So here's that video right now.
I think one of the best ones that you talked about was, you know, the tunnels or the subterranean piece. And what we realized earlier on is you see the environment around the world. Sometimes you see some continuity there. When we originally designed this facility, we were heavily engaged in Afghanistan. And at the time, the soldiers faced these kerezes, which are these water drain systems. And they had to understand how to go down into those, how to fight in those things. So it started off in that way. But when you look at the subterranean threat and you look at other places around the world where that can apply is, you look at bunkers where chemical weapons might be stored in a country that you've got to recover, like in Syria, where they took them out and destroyed them. Somebody's got to be able to go in there and do that. So the subterranean threat is one that you might see anywhere around the world. And those are just two locations that you might see that.
So the basic PSYOP, they keep saying over and over again, anywhere in the world. In fact, I think you can make that into a drinking game. Every time they say anywhere in the world, you take a shot, and you'll be wasted by the end of this this 1 hour PSYOP piece put out by C-SPAN.
Well, is America anywhere in the world?
I think America is in part of the world. I think it's right there in the contained within the world. We're part of North America.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how they say it's
for anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So it could be for anywhere in the world. Like they say, they mentioned Ebola in Africa. That doesn't look like an African village.
I mean, have you seen all the videos, reports of people going out, these doctors, without borders? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one large standing building? These churches,
subway systems.
No, you see these old,
it's a village,
rundown third world shanties.
Yeah,
it makes no sense whatsoever. And then they go on to say the earthquake in Nepal.
Yeah, Nepal. I mean, it looks like nothing.
Are
like
all
Nepal.
Those buildings going to collapse or something? And then right. They're going to have to go through rubble. I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know. So that's anywhere in the world. That's America. Hello,
that's here. It's laughable.
That's why it looks like our backyard. That's why it looks like when you drive up and down the street, there's a church, there's a soccer field. The same stuff you see here is anywhere around the world. That's why they don't specifically say it.
And the reason they put this piece out is to try and pacify everybody to claim, oh, well, the authority figures have come out and said it's okay, so we have to believe them. I want to go to the second caller now. This is John in Pennsylvania. So we went from Mississippi. Now we're going up to Pennsylvania, clear across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John's also concerned. You know, John's sounds like a good old boy. He talks about seeing video with men in John Deere caps saying, please don't take my guns, which we've seen in Richmond, where they weren't taking guns, but they were saying, I'm a sovereign citizen, and they get rushed.
Yeah, so I go through the proper channels, like always, like we do,
right,
to go out there to get a media pass. He tells me I'm going to be able to go. Then I guess he does research and finds out what InfoWars is and the fact that we're against this military takeover. We're against the militarization of police and denies me access.
I've got one that can see.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to get rid of him.
I have the glasses on.
Yeah.
But They blatantly lie and go, this is a dirty bomb drill.
Right.
But like you just said, they're going out there to take guns and to put people who are like sovereign citizens in camps.
Well, the 3%ers, they were bringing in trucks that said 3%er on them. Okay. And then the guy says, I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't believe in you, or something to that effect. And then they get rushed by the mob. And then we saw that Marine training where they said, well, this could be for an embassy. But, you know, we all know what's coming down. Fort Lauderdale, rounding up citizens in the street, is not getting ready for Nepal or an earthquake somewhere or Africa, Ebola. No, they're all preparing everybody for here. So let's go to, this is John in Pennsylvania, and he's concerned about gun confiscation.
And he also brings up the fact that, hey, they took our guns in Katrina. What makes us think that this is not going to happen again?
There you go. Let's go to the clip.
Hi. I'm concerned, like the last caller. I saw videos of your facility on the internet. I saw videos of individuals in John Deere caps saying, please don't take my guns, and other military training exercises that have been videotaped and have been put on the internet. Now, what safety or what do we have to guarantee us that these training facilities aren't being used to confiscate our guns in case of another economic meltdown like we had in 2008, the gun confiscation that went on in Katrina? The U.S. troops from Afghanistan walked the streets of New Orleans and confiscated every gun that was there. What do we have to guarantee that we will be protected from that not happening in mass like it did in Katrina? Thousands of guns were confiscated by regular Army and by National Guard units.
Well, I can't speak about what happened in Katrina, but what I can say is, I know that everything on the internet is not necessarily true as we see it. And really, when you come back to what the facility is designed for and what we do here, we share it very openly. Where there's no secrets to be had. When you talk about what protects us, well, you know, the United States Constitution is what protects us, and that's what the U.S. Army is here for, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I would hope that all of our listeners and viewers out there would appreciate what our soldiers are doing for us on a day-to-day basis. It's really the opposite of what the caller had articulated. It's really to protect the United States.
All right. I want to get through a couple more of these callers really quick. I kind of want to keep this piece contained. You need to get this out. This is a breaking bulletin. This just came out today. Everybody needs to go watch it. You need to go comment on it. You need to spread this around all over the place. U.S. Army Asymmetric Warfare Training Center on C-SPAN.org. You could just do a search. There's the title right there. Do a search for it. We're going to put it in the bottom of the description.
Also,
of the video.
Look up the location. You can get the number, their PIO, their public information officer. Troll them. Call them. Ask them why this is happening. Why is this happening in our country?
Be a liberty troll.
Yeah, go out there and ask questions. I want you to ask so many questions and call them so much that their lines shut down, that they're not able to use the internet because we broke the internet there for them.
Yeah.
Everyone in America should be pissed off about this stuff. You know, this is out of control. Call them, email them, get on the Facebook. They've got Facebook pages. Get out there and ask them questions why this is going on. Because all these callers are saying that they are concerned about this, much like everyone is about Jade Helm.
And they're all dismissed every time with this pretty much the same answer. Our third caller, Lenny in Arizona. This is a lady that asked the colonel how he feels about Jade Helm. And he says he's not familiar with the exercise. Apparently he hasn't been watching the news at all, because that's all everybody's talking about, how we're crazy, that we think that it's weird that special forces want to train here on our soil.
If you get on the internet, on social media, or turn on the TV to a mainstream media source, you will hear a story hitting us.
Usually a hit piece.
Yeah, a hit piece,
yeah.
About us, about our investigating into this and what it is.
And if you think a colonel in the Army doesn't have a report on this by now and isn't aware that the same people that broke this story about Jade Helm were also at his little Fort AP Hill covering that. Remember the entrance to Fort AP Hill? How'd you feel about driving? They showed the nice sign in the beginning, the entrance.
Yeah.
Remember the sign you went through? It looked like something out of Mad Max.
Yeah, I mean,
that entrance.
I had goosebumps going through that place because, you know, you hear about stuff like this. You see videos on the internet, but until you're actually there, you see the size and scale of this area, much like the size and scale of the Jade Helm operation coming up. It is unsettling.
Yeah.
And this is something that luckily we're able to get out, bring to the attention of the American people, and shut it down.
Yeah. Use your First Amendment while you have it. Use InfoWars while you have it. I mean, we're a resource here. We provide all this stuff for you, especially if you got a Prison Planet TV membership. You can download these videos. Even if we're shut off YouTube, you could still go onto our own network and download stuff and get it out to people. You know, you could put take our videos and put them on YouTube yourself. We don't care. We just want to get the word out. Let's go to our third caller, Lenny, and let's listen to the colonel's reaction and answer to what he says about Jade Helm.
Yes, good morning, Colonel. I wanted to alert our citizens and to get an explanation, if we could, for an exciting military training called Jade Helm 15, which is all over the internet. I guess it involves 10 states, and there's going to be civilians participating in towns like Big Spring, Texas. Could you explain the magnitude of that and what the purpose of that is? And apparently you're going to have crisis actors, and there are going to be soldiers dressed in uniform and not in uniform, and apparently it's very exciting. Could you explain that to us? Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm familiar with, so I can't really explain that. But I do know that those type of things are things that we do here, where we get our soldiers the opportunity to work within an environment where there are civilians and soldiers. As a matter of fact, one of the things I could talk about is that, unfortunately, I just don't know about that particular exercise. But when you talk about soldiers operating within an environment where they're civilians, one of the things we're looking at here at Fort AP Hill is a program of using autonomous robots. Essentially what we do is we've taken a number of robots that can operate independently, walk up and down these streets. We can dress some up in uniforms, we can dress some up in civilians clothes, and we can use that as a chance here at AP Hill to train our soldiers how to discriminate between friendly forces that may be evacuated. And that's just one of those great things that we're able to do at AP Hill. Again, I'm sorry, I'm just not familiar with that exercise.
So that was the third caller. They were opening the lines up for people. It seems like the only people that care are real Americans who are really concerned about issues that, that we think people should be concerned about, because this is a long stand. This didn't just happen this year. It's not like, oh, you know, the police are giving out NRAPs and stuff. That all didn't just happen this year. This has been a long standing goal. And it starts with the UN, how they want to come in and confiscate guns here eventually. That's what's going to happen. That's
they even put out some applications or some job opportunities for position in New York for just that.
Well, and then you got the Army putting out the internment resettlement specialist. It's right there. And you can see they're looking for people to run internment camps.
See, that's the thing, though. We don't just come up with these ideas. We don't just conjure these ideas up. We actually go. We find the facts. Someone sends in a document that we haven't seen. We go. We research ourselves, just like with the Jade Helm thing. They said they denied that those slides ever existed, but yet when you went to SOCOM and you went and looked at their website.
It's right there.
They're right there. Yeah. Clearly stating suspicious activity, helicopters at night, all this stuff going on. And meanwhile, they bring in their PSYOP puppet, their Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria. Oh no, that's not happening at all. Meanwhile, it's in their slide.
Yeah.
This is all a giant PSYOP. It has to stop. But like we said, that's what this entire piece is about, is a mass awakening.
Right, exactly. Because they're putting out the propaganda, but what was being countered by was real, hardworking, thinking Americans who are like, you know what, we're sick and tired of this. This is total BS. We're calling you out on it now. And I love it that C-SPAN actually puts this stuff out. But what I love even more is the reaction of the American people, the sleeping giant awakening.
I wonder how many people who didn't call in.
Oh, feel the same way.
Or are scared and had no idea about this whatsoever, going like, yeah, like, man, what is going on?
That's the city. That's an American city.
Yeah, I see that too.
That looks like my church.
Exactly. How many people are thinking that right now? How many people are going to come and look at this? Once we get this out, people are going to wake up in even larger numbers.
We're going to skip the fourth caller. It was Paul from Florida who kind of takes a Ron Paul position of talking about blowback. We're going around being the policemen of the world, and that's going to bring us repercussions, which we've already seen. That's kind of old news. But I encourage you to watch the whole thing. Fifth caller, Justin from California. He goes, I agree with all the other callers that this is scary stuff and it looks like an American city, not other countries. But he also wants the people of America to wake up that this is the new U.S. military and that they might be preparing to take on their very own people. And the colonel responds saying that nobody should think this is scary.
I mean, that's a good point. This is the new U.S. military. We have transitioned from moving around to these OCONUS theaters of operation, and things are starting to heat up more on the CONUS side here in America. Here in the continental U.S., you know, we already have ISIS in America. We had this attack in Garland, Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, they named five states, three of which are in the top 10 strictest gun law states. You know, Michigan, which is right there at the Great Lakes where ISIS could come over. James O'Keefe showed that. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff is coming together right now. There's a massive waking happening, and people aren't happy, and they do not trust what the government is putting out.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Bastrop, people were yelling out, hey, man, this is a PSYOP. You guys are just trained to try to help quell the people who are still asleep. Everyone who's awake understands that this is complete and total BS.
And you can't, in the bottom line, you can't trust known liars. How many times has the federal government lied to us? Because, well, it, you know, it's like, well, if we just do it this way, it'll just go along with us. It'll be okay. We're sick of going along with you. You've run the economy. You've let the bankers take over. And you're not looking out for us. You let Monsanto just run rampant on the environment. I mean, we have to put a stop to it somehow. Or nothing's going to change. So we're going to go to the last caller here, Justin from California. You need to watch this. And then we're going to go to break after that. I don't really have anything more to say on this other than you need to get this out to everybody you know. Okay? Because you don't just need to watch the PSYOP piece by itself, although you'll be able to watch that. You can go watch. But listen to our commentary and start let your own wheels turn. See if you think we're crazy or not. We're also, during this, we were putting up footage of the Fort AP Hill footage we shot. Now, that was that Joe Biggs and David Knight went out and shot. It was last year.
It's been about a year ago.
Yeah. And they got detained at the end. It was ridiculous. They freaked out that we went up there and shot that footage. But now they're not so afraid of it because now they're controlling the narrative. That's how it works. So you need to do your research into this and let everybody know what's going on. We're going to go to this fifth caller. This is Justin from California. And then we're going to go to break and we'll be back here with Ja'Kari Jackson. You're going to stay, right? You got more to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about ISIS in America and some more Jade Helm news.
Hey, you're watching the InfoWars Nightly News. It is not scripted. There's no teleprompter there, and that's thanks to your support because your support that we can do all this here. PrisonPlanet.tv, please consider get your membership. We'll be right back after our caller here and then going to break.
I got to reflect what a lot of the callers have said today, and as I'm watching the program now, This is just very scary stuff. This looks almost like Western or American cities rather than being prepared for what we're going to face out in other countries. And, you know, the colonel has said we've got to be prepared for this and all of that. This is almost every caller, and the people that are listening right now, I think, understand that this is a very scary and new thing that the military looks like it's going to be taking on that could be against its very own people, American people. Everything I've seen except for this one mosque has been in English. It says Main Street. Main Street. You know,
okay, we'll let our guest respond, caller.
What I'd say is it is a very complicated world out there, and you shouldn't find it scary or frightening. You should find it reassuring that that we're training our soldiers to be able to operate across a broad spectrum of facilities. You know, when I had said, as I've been in the Army a little bit of time, and when I first come in, we spent all our time walking through the woods, learning how to fight in the wood line, how to navigate with a map and compass and areas like that, and then come to realize when we were called by our nation to perform a mission, we were operating in an urban center. And how we did that, whether it was, you know, us helping soldiers or our soldiers operating in the current or the conflicts that that we most recently operated in, all of those were in an urban environment where we had to learn how to operate in and among where people are. Because really, the U.S. military, as we operate across the world, there are enemy forces, and they mix themselves in with friendly forces all the time. And as you know, the robot example that I gave up, we need to be able to have our soldiers discriminate between what's friendly and what's enemy. You know, when I was growing up in the Army, one of the things they always used to say about our soldiers is, hey, you know, a soldier is really doing the right thing when they do the right thing when nobody's watching them. And that was really how you said, hey, our soldiers are really disciplined and doing the right thing. Well, as the world has changed, now what we have to be able to ask our soldiers to do is do the right thing when the whole world is watching.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicate, salicylic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and for a limited time, use the promo code WATER20 and get 20% off all ProPure products. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com, or give our crew a call at 888-253-3139.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
I'm Jakari Jackson, joined in studio by Joe Biggs, and we're here to talk about something that's very controversial, I guess, in nature, because we've seen the reports since last year talking about ISIS right over the Mexican border. Joe, you went down there yourself to investigate. But they're still saying, many of the mainstream outlets, that no, ISIS is not there. We have no proof this exists. And now we're hearing something to the contrary.
Well, you know, this past weekend in Garland, Texas, there was the attack at the Draw the Prophet event that happened. A few months prior to this, you and I both went up to the Stand with the Prophet event in Garland, Texas, at the exact same arena where that was handled. And when I heard reports a few weeks later after that event, that first event, that Pamela Geller would be having this, I kind of had a figure in the back, you know, an idea in the back of my head that something was going to happen. You know, and like you said, I've gone down to El Paso myself to go and investigate, to find these ISIS bases. And we took a lot of flack for that. Like, oh, you know, your InfoWars is saying that ISIS is down there. No, what happened was Judicial did a report saying that they had intel from within the Mexican government that they were down there. And as reporters, we did what we're supposed to do. We went and investigated. You know, that place in Anapra and Juarez are areas that I could definitely see ISIS operating in. And the fact that the FBI even wanted to come and speak to me on it says a lot. You know, the intel says that coyotes engage in human smuggling and working for Juarez cartels help move ISIS terrorists through the desert and across the border between Santa Teresa and Sunland Park. And that's the area where Josh Owens and I both went. But now we have this new article out by Gateway Pundit, and it says ISIS posts warnings. We have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states. Now, if you look on down the in the article towards the bottom, it names Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and Michigan as the states that are targets. And it got me thinking, why would they pick these places? Virginia has, you know, the Pentagon, NSA, CIA, all these different alphabet agencies that are stationed in Virginia. So that makes sense that that's an area for a target.
Right.
But then you have Maryland, Illinois, and California. They have the strictest gun laws. They're in the top 10 states with the most strictest gun laws in the country.
Which means they can move around and not have to worry about too much flack from the citizenry.
Yeah, just like in Texas. You know, in Texas, they came here. Texas 1, ISIS 0. They got gunned down pretty quick.
And on that point, Joe, to segue a little bit and talk about this most recent incident, we see the ISIS sympathizers coming out and saying that these guys gave their lives for their mission, saying that they pretty much went up there just to be killed. Do you believe that they went out there just to sacrifice themselves?
No, I mean, I believe their target was Pamela Geller. I mean, they even named that in this Gateway Pundit article. They will kill her and anyone who stands in their way and tries to shield the bullets from there. And they have this whole thing saying, hey, to our brothers and sisters, you know, we'll pray to Allah to guide your bullets, terrify your enemies, and help establish you in the land. So it's a credible threat. You know, we already know that, obviously, the CIA helps fund these guys.
Just airdropping grenades and such.
Yeah, I mean, I know guys in the Air Force who take their job pretty seriously. I mean, over that. They're not going to accidentally drop something unless they were given the coordinates, told and lied to that, hey, these are where the rebels are. This isn't ISIS. When in fact, they were actually coordinates to an ISIS camp to help fund these guys, to help give them ammunition and weaponry to fight, kill Christians, behead people. I mean, this is out of control. And now we have this list coming out, you know, and the other state is Michigan as well that we have listed so far. Well, in Dearborn, Michigan, it has about 95,000 residents. 30% of them are Arab Americans. So there's a huge Muslim population in Dearborn, much like in Garland.
Yes.
So this is what, I mean, when you look at this and you put it all together, it makes sense. And I'm kind of interested to see what other states will come out as being listed. Are they going to be part of this ISIS targeting gun control states type agenda? Is that what's happening here?
When we talk about these targets, they only list a few, states. But, you know, what type of facilities or targets do you foresee them going after? Are they going to target people in media? Are they going to target government facilities? Do you have any inclination as to what that may be?
I mean, I think in the areas where there's strict gun laws, they're going to go after some kind of a mass event. They want a mass casualty. They want somewhere where there's going to be a lot of people who aren't able to fight back. And in these states, like Maryland, we were just in Baltimore, they have very strict gun laws. Illinois, you have Chicago, which clamps down big time. You know, we went there. That's where we covered the fact that there was the black site. Mm-hmm. All these areas where there's a low amount of guns and more police have guns in all these areas, that's where you have these terrorist attacks happen overseas in those areas. And that's why it would make sense that these would be states that would be picked on top of like a high value target area like Virginia, which houses all those alphabet agencies.
Yes. And as you were already talking about earlier, talking about states that have, you know, very pro-gun stance, you know, Texas being one of them. You know, they come out here to Texas, they get gunned down. I'm pretty sure they're going to try to move to some other place, you know, a city like Chicago, a city like Baltimore, where we went around to do that Walmart report, and we could not find ammunition within the city limits. They did not sell ammunition within the city limits. So it seems, you know, likely that they would pick a, you know, a softer target someplace like that where they have a pretty good inclination that most of the citizens aren't going to be packing any heat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you come into Texas. I mean, I'm driving around on my motorcycle with a Mosberg 500 strapped on my back.
I've seen them do it.
So I'm not going to be a soft target whatsoever. You know, many people who live in these states like Texas that have the ability to protect themselves, we're not weak targets. Just think about it. Banks that get robbed, they usually go after someone who has like a 90-year-old security guard mm-hmm. who can barely hold his hand straight. They know they're not going to have any flack when they go in. So that's why it's important that we as Americans are able to carry weapons. It's our right to be able to protect ourselves, our family, our property, especially when you now have ISIS here in America, and they're saying they've got them in 15 states.
Yeah, and we talk about, well, the common argument we hear, Joe, is that, you know, if there is some big threat, somebody's going to come and protect us from it. We think about one of the more recent attacks on the NSA, the guys, you know, ramming the gate and so forth. The NSA had no idea that these, you know, drag queens or whatever they were coming to the facility to wreak havoc. You know, it's situations like that. And it's not even so much a knock on our security apparatus. It's not a knock on the police. The police are reactionary. You know, for something to happen, for the officer to show up to your house, somebody has to call, hey, there's an incident going on over at Joe Biggs's house. Can you go show up? And they show up hopefully in like 2 minutes. But even then, you know, they don't know exactly what the situation is. So as you're saying, you need to have the right and be properly armed to defend yourself from whatever that threat may be.
Yeah, people think we're crazy because we want to, you know, tote guns around. No, I don't get high off of having a gun. I don't get any kind of power trip from it. It's more for the fact that if I do come across a situation or if I see someone being attacked and brutally beaten almost to death, that I can actually like pull the gun and go, hey, stop. No one's going to continue to do that when they see that. They're going to stop and slow it down. And if ISIS comes into a store or Walmart or wherever and opens up gunfire, mm-hmm. I would like to know that the people around me have that ability to protect themselves and me as well, or whatever that case may be. Don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And going back to the Stand with a Prophet rally we went to earlier this year, you know, the majority of the people we met there were very polite, peaceful people. You know, we talked to the Muslims who are outside. Obviously, we wanted to talk to some of the speakers, but that wasn't allowed because, you know, they didn't let us that far into the event. But, you know, the people we had a chance to speak to on the outside, they were very polite. The first thing they said, we do not support Charlie Hebdo. We do not support the attacks of Boko Haram and some of these other groups. So I want to be very clear to our viewers when we talk about these extremists, we are talking about extremists. We're not talking about the Muslim community.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know a lot of people who are Muslims who are very peaceful, great family, men, women, and just want to work and live in a free society and be able to practice their religion. Just like I want to be able to be Christian. I want to be able to have guns. I want to be able to have the Constitution and live by that. That's fine. That's great. That's what we're all about here. You know, it's just when the government tries to step in and say we can't protect ourselves, when we have DHS going out and buying up all the ammo, and when the DHS is using these no hesitation targets to practice and shoot pregnant women and children, that's why we have a problem. That's why people are upset with the whole Jade Helm thing. We don't have a trust in this administration right now, and it's all happening at once. We have ISIS in America. We've got Jade Helm around the corner. People are worried, and the biggest thing is a lot of people aren't going to be able to protect themselves.
Right, and since we're talking about Jade Helm, this is a good way to segue into the Alex piece we have coming up, because a lot of people ask, you know, why are you guys so concerned about Jade Helm? Well, one of the reasons is we can go to these public hearings. We can see these PowerPoint presentations. And we saw Meade. Of course, we had a chance to meet Lieutenant Colonel Lasoria. Mm-hmm. And what they're telling us in one presentation doesn't exactly jive with the other. So let's go to this report, and we'll be back right after this break with more reports.
So, see, they're lying to us. Their own Jade Helm handout says the things we've said, and then they tell the media it doesn't exist.
Are you going to use our local people to help with that?
So we're not training any type of law enforcement during this training exercise. It's not happening. The only coordination now that will take place is we're just letting them know, hey, here's what happened the last 24 hours. Here's what's happening next 24 hours.
Because there are times where we ask at times the law enforcement folks to do a traffic stop for us, to check our guys, to see why they're doing what they're doing, when they're doing it, and why they're doing it.
Then they came to Austin and Bastrop and said none of this was true, and they never said it, and laughed at us. Should we play the clip? We've got that cut out, right?
Now, we're talking about role players, and you mentioned the role players. So I'm curious as to how you guys came about these role players.
As far as the role players go, they are going to be service members.
We can't do the exercise without the public's help. Things that we look for from that perspective is we look for people that are willing to be a role player.
The colonel, with this guy behind him, puppeting him, says, no, we're going to be in the town.
RMTs are training that is conducted off of the federal reservation. It's done on private property.
And how will we know that it's special military officer in town to be trained, or will we know? Is this going to be covert?
Well, a lot of it, Your Honor, is going to take place on private land or private property. So that's going to really negate out a lot of that. But if somebody's trained...
And they may be driving civilian vehicles throughout the area. So really, within the city limits, if you notice my guys, they're probably really doing something wrong.
I mean, it's just crazy. We should call it the lies of Jade Helm.
But suppose it should come up. Who has the supreme voice? You?
It's the community. It is the community, sir. So if you guys tell us, hey, we have something going on and we don't need you guys or we don't want you guys. Sir, it's truly an invitation.
My name is Casey DeClue, and my question is more posed towards the Commissioner's Board. As citizens, since we are so disturbed by this training, is there anything that we can do to reverse this decision?
We should be able to.
Can we vote? Do we need to protest? What can we do to have our voices heard?
Well, I think, Ms. Blue, your voices have been heard today, and we thank you for that. I can't say what the court would do about it.
My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalist. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Oxy Powder. Those three products of the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products are the most important from my own personal experience. And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Now is the time to take action. Start your journey today with the Alex Challenge Pack. It's the trifecta of change. Secure yours today and get free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What's wrong? You don't like a small group of psychopaths ruining your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Listen to how a drone could spoof Wi-Fi and steal your data. By attaching a tiny computer to a drone, robot experts were able to show how the device could be used for nefarious purposes. While in the sky, the drone poses as an open Wi-Fi network and tricks other devices to connect to it. Once that connection has been made, any information that passes through, like credit card information or home addresses, can be obtained. Because drones are inexpensive, small, and hard to detect when they're high in the sky, bad guys can operate illegally and anonymously. But there are some simple steps you can take to protect yourself. Avoiding open Wi-Fi networks is the first step. And if you must connect to a public Wi-Fi network, make sure the web address you visit is correct and not a dummy site. Only open websites that have HTTPS in the address. And when accessing a banking website, only continue if a lock appears indicating that it's a secure and encrypted connection. Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com.
We know we're under attack!
As free and open as the internet is supposed to be, sometimes here at InfoWars.com, we encounter some difficulty when it comes to social media. For example, even as you're watching this on YouTube, sometimes we'll put something on YouTube that's already posted on YouTube and they want to strike down our videos. Or we've seen sites like Alexa with some very curious numbers targeting sites like InfoWars or alternative media sites or conservative news sites where they say, well, your numbers aren't exactly what they appear to be, but you contrast those with the Google numbers, the Google analytics. They say, yeah, you have the viewers that you think you do. So things like this go on. And now we see that Facebook is no exception to this, because they have a policy, I guess, or at least a policy when it comes to us, of striking us down when we play or display even the most mundane of images.
In Nazi Germany and in many other nations that have fallen to tyranny throughout history, generally the takeover is done incrementally. That's the surest way, long-term, to take a free society and to be able to convert it into a despotic system. The United States, according to rafts of university studies around the world, is trending into a total fascist system controlled by foreign offshore corporate interests that are above the law. Bilderberg, Davos, they're transferring all the nation state powers and due process into things like the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other systems, the WTO. They're militarizing our police. They are surveilling us without warrants. From Australia to the United States, from Germany to England, from South Africa to Mexico, the same systems of tyranny are being globally standardized and deployed. InfoWars is in trouble. InfoWars is under massive attack. And a lot of pundits, a lot of analysts have always pointed out that InfoWars.com is seen as a canary in the coal mine, that when the system really starts to come after us in the info war, that Hillary admits we're winning, you're winning, you are the info war. We're just one focal point of that, that the hammer's dropping. And it's not just us, and I'm going to break down what's happening in a moment. It's the internet power grab by the FCC. It's the TPP provision, the one part that got leaked, where it gives total internet control over to private corporations under copyright or under terms of use violation, where you're banned from the web, internet taxes, internet IDs to track you, Zuckerberg from Facebook meeting with the Chinese censors 2 months ago. It's on. And we've seen a seismic increase of persecution of the press, not just here, but all of the Western world, a seismic increase, exponential in censorship. But in the last month, whether it's been YouTube, or whether it's been Facebook, or whether it's been Alexa, owned by Amazon, and dirty tricks behind the scenes you wouldn't believe. The system is intensifying massive attacks against us right now. And if they can shut us down or cripple us, they can shut you down. InfoWars is breaking national news every day. We're generating top news stories that affect change every week or so that become the biggest stories in the country, like Jade Helm, the TSA, you name it. One of the committee members of the FCC, one of the commissioners, came out 3 days ago and said they've been in meetings and they're looking at trying to take down Drudge. If they could take down Drudge under Federal Elections Commission, claiming his free speech is electioneering, it's over, folks. Do you understand? We've been basically delisted by Alexa saying we have no visitors, even though our ratings are up, and every pro-globalist organization has gone up as we go down. Every libertarian or conservative group, Fox News was delisted and lost 80% of their traffic the same day we did, but the traffic's still there. That's where ad agencies go to make purchasing decisions. Fox News won't even stand up for itself because I guess it's basically part of it. They're attacking us as well. I was attacked by CNN last night saying that we believe the military is going to take over this summer when we said it's all part of conditioning. They literally edited the tape down to 3 seconds to make it sound like I said that. We're going to play that coming up here with Dave and I today. I'm taking off the radio show. This is so big today to get with lawyers, to talk to some lawyers in New York, and to decide what I'm going to do, because I have to try to talk to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and others. They've helped us out before. We've had issues. I've had to sue people before. I don't make a big deal about it. Some of the lawyers involved have lost their licenses. you know, that have gone after us. There's a lot of stuff I got to deal with, and I have to come to a decision today and start pulling some triggers. But most importantly, just know this. The canary's sick. The canary is under attack. There's gas in the mine. This is affecting everybody. They're coming after your internet freedom. They're power grabbing on every level. They've got the IRS persecuting Second Amendment groups, Christian groups, veterans groups. They got veterans on don't treat death list. And a year's gone by and nothing's happened. They even admitted last week in the news, oh, nothing's changed. I mean, stuff's getting crazy, folks. And why are they allowing censorship? They're testing it. To use another bird analogy, like a parrot or bird will test a perch to make sure it's stable with its beak before it gets on it. They're testing to see what happens. They're probing. They're pushing. Obama dissolved the borders, didn't get in trouble. Obama put our military in NATO command, didn't get in trouble. Funded ISIS and al-Qaeda, didn't get in trouble. Overthrew our allies in Egypt, put Muslim Brotherhood in, didn't get in trouble. And he's just a front man for this agenda, but the globalists are very bold right now, starting war with Russia, destabilizing countries, destabilizing our nation, shutting down half our power plants the last 7 years. We're under attack, and that's why the population's lost trust in the government, because it's illegitimate. And now the system knows people are listening to Infowars.com as a conduit, so they're coming in on us. And just understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to pray for us. Even if you're not a Christian, just try to support us. Tell your friends and family about the broadcast. Send them links to the podcast, to the Infowars.com/show page. Tell them about local affiliates, FM in your area. Get aggressive about this, because nothing can stop human intelligence and human action and word of mouth. You're the reason we're exploding. You're the reason citizens are putting up billboards for Infowars.com across the country. You're the reason we're gaining affiliates. But if they can delist us, as they did today, and kick us off Facebook. We have 3 million likes. Our biggest, we have like 14 different Facebooks. Our biggest one has 800 plus thousand. We noticed it was going towards 1 million, suddenly started getting reversed about a month ago, started losing them. Now they used us putting up an image, no violence, in a news article of ISIS, and they banned us for 3 days. They say they may permanently ban us. You go to CNN's Facebook, there's images of ISIS all over it. People say, well, they own that. They can do that. No, they advertise that you come there and put your content on, and as long as you follow their rules, they won't take you down. But then they selectively violate that. No one's safe if they can take your website down because you put an image up of an ISIS fighter, and we basically say they're terrorists. And I guess it's because we call them terrorists, and the Obama administration won't, under new political correctness, and they've told us, you cannot call them terrorists. So under new political correctness, you cannot call radical Islam terrorists. I mean, a federal judge ruled kids can't wear American flags at school because they're offensive. I mean, if we lose our speech, we lose everything. And it's all intensifying. It's coming down. And look at the economy. Look at the 0.2% growth. It's probably like 3%, 2% negative. It's what most economists say. We're in trouble. Something big's coming. Is it the dollar devaluation? Is it a bigger war? Governments are gearing up. There's a lot of preparation. Soros is trying to start riots with the police. This country is being destabilized, and InfoWars is under attack like you've never done before. In their face, we need to promote InfoWars, promote the radio show, promote the video feeds, promote these articles you see on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Nothing can stop you from posting it on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and on your own message boards and Pinterest and Craigslist and everywhere else. And at the end of your emails, a link to our video feeds, our audio feeds. Get out there and show them the power you've got. Let's have a people bomb against tyranny. Let's have an anti-tyranny bomb today. On this Wednesday, what, the 6th day of May, 2015, to let the system know we're fighting back. Because the good news is, this is the empire striking back. We're beginning to win. That's why they're launching this operation. But I've got to take action to defend the First Amendment. They're trying to ram through the TPP right now. That's secret. The one provision that was released, because WikiLeaks got it. They admit internet freedom and allows corporations to kick you off the web, not just their sites, because they say so. No judge, no jury. Corporate global governance. And whether it's Zuckerberg or the head of Amazon, they're all working with Obama to shut down free speech. My God. Where is the so-called left on this? I attacked Bush for his tyranny. It was nothing compared to this. This has gone into overdrive. Are you really going to let them arrest people in the Tea Party and shut down Christian churches and tell the troops they can't be Christians and the founding fathers were bad people? I mean, this is like a giant re-education camp this country's being turned into. And just support our local affiliates. We support them. We get the ratings. We get the advertisers for folks locally, but it isn't enough because the establishment is targeting our affiliates as well in dirty trick campaigns. They're lying and saying that we said things we didn't say. If you don't hear it out of my mouth, we didn't say it. When MSNBC says, I'm a racist or I influenced the bombers, the Boston bombing, and then they don't show a clip, they wouldn't be getting that outrageous in their propaganda if they weren't desperate. I'm Alex Jones. I'm going to pass the baton to David Knight. I'll be calling in later with some updates on this, but this is a big deal. And if tyranny came, would we notice? If tyranny came, would we do something? If tyranny came, would we wake up and say no? You're being tested right now. They're not just coming after us. The censorship is intensifying across the board, but we're being hammered by name in over 100 publications a day, CNN and Fox News last night. It was ABC News the night before. Last week, every channel lying about what we say, that David Dewhurst, the CIA operative, former lieutenant governor, came out in ABC News and said that the groups criticizing, and my name was in there, Jade Helm, want to spit on the troops like Vietnam. What the hell? The troops don't want to be part of Jade Helm. They know it's part of a conditioning operation. You see how they're operating, folks? And they got the Republicans working with them. On these globalist operations, on TPP, on all of it. It's here. We're being conquered. We're being usurped. And they don't want to have a debate about it. They want to shut down people who are engaged in legitimate journalism. Modern Paul Revere's, all of you, ride now, get the word out, and send people to InfoWars.com because it's the information they don't want you to be aware of. I'm Alex Jones from the front lines of the InfoWar. We now go live to David Knight from the InfoWars.com news center in Austin. The house that the people built. The house where patriotism and the resistance lives.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants. It's all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.